KQED.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Catherine Barron. In an effort to reduce carbon emissions that contribute to global warming, both President Bush and Governor Schwarzenegger are advocating increased use of biofuels, such as ethanol made from corn and biodiesel, which comes from vegetable oils or animal fats. But how easy is it to tank up on these petroleum alternatives? This week, KQED launches a new series called Quest, exploring local science and environmental issues. Andrea Kissick recently went on a quest of her own and found out it's not so easy to be green.
Have a seat and buckle up. We are going on the quintessential California road trip, a six-hour ride down Highway 5 to Los Angeles and back up 101 to San Francisco. Our mode of transportation, a 2002 diesel-powered white Dodge van. My colleague Elizabeth Pepin started running biodiesel last year. A diehard surfer, she is very committed to a cleaner environment.
We try and buy organic food. We try and buy organically grown cotton clothing. And owning a biodiesel car was just another step in that direction.
Ready to put the state's biodiesel supply to the test, we begin our journey at San Francisco Biofuels, located in a gritty South of Market back alley. Fueling up here feels a little clandestine, but this workers' cooperative is very legal. Ben Jordan is a civil engineer and one of the founders.
As biodiesel is a new and alternative fuel, access and quality are always the Achilles heels of any emerging technology. And that's why we've started the consumer co-ops.
At $3.65 a gallon, we tank up on pure biodiesel and hit the road. We head south for L.A. on I-5, which stretches out in front of us for the next 336 miles. South of the oil town of Coalinga, we pull into a truck stop at the junction with Highway 46 to find out what truckers think about biodiesel. Amidst a sea of 18-wheelers, we find two truckers slurping coffee. Roland the trucker, as he goes by, shouts over a nearby big rig. He tells us he runs biodiesel whenever he drives through the Midwest, where soybean crops are abundant.
It really works well, and it burns good and clean. As far as the environment's concerned, I think it's the best thing to ever come up with.
Standing in the shadow of Roland the trucker is Charles Davis. Like many truckers, he is skeptical.
I don't want to support anything to do with bio or environmentalists. I'm against them totally. They're crooks. That's all they are.
Davis is not the only critic of biodiesel. Before we took off on our trip, I paid a visit to UC Berkeley Professor of Environmental Engineering Ted Patzick. Patzick believes there is no energy benefit to using plant-based oils for fuels. And, he says, like petroleum, agricultural resources like soybeans are limited.
We are grasping the straw and trying to say, well, there's this magical thing, these biofuels. And so therefore we say, well, look how many plants there are. Isn't it enough to give us our fuel? And the answer is there isn't.
Back on the road, Elizabeth Pepin is experiencing firsthand the limited supply that Patzick talked about. She's driven 225 miles and is running low on fuel. Pepin pulls into a gas station near Bakersfield.
Do you sell biodiesel by any chance?
No, no.
Do you know, is there any place around here that sells biodiesel?
Not in this area.
After three more gas stations, she gives up the hope of finding biodiesel on I-5, and we head for Los Angeles. We arrive on fumes and wait until morning to fuel up. But the next morning, our luck doesn't improve. Pepin's van chugs and halts as she rolls up to an East L.A. biofuel shop.
So it turns out that Lovecraft, in fact, does not sell biodiesel. They only convert cars to vegetable oil, so my list is wrong. And I'm so frustrated right now.
Straight vegetable oil comes from recycled cooking oil that you can pick up at your local restaurant. Biodiesel is oil that has been through a chemical process to take out the glycerin. You don't need a converter, but you do have to rely on vendors that carry biodiesel. With no such place in sight, Pepin sheepishly drives into a nearby gas station and tanks up on regular diesel. We have more luck on the trip home. 2 hours back up Highway 101, we pull into McCormick's, a huge commercial fueling station in Santa Barbara. Locals here talked the owner, Ken Olson, into carrying biodiesel, and now it's become his crusade.
My goal
is to get a percentage into the trains and into the boats, into those that are burning thousands of gallons a day. If we can get a small percentage into them, then the distribution will build and that price should come down.
We pay $3.60 a gallon for nearly pure green fuel and head for the last stop on our road trip. In the mountains of Santa Cruz, under the redwoods, is the Ben Lomond Mountain Feed and Farm Supply. Here, you can pick up organic pet products, a bale of hay, or a tank full of biodiesel. It's dark by the time we arrive. Jora Roussopoulos meets us out back and shines his flashlight onto what looks like a redwood hot tub with plants and pipes growing out. Two tiny solar panels dangle above.
I figured, well, shucks, I'm going to have this great little biodiesel system here, and it's going to be plugged into the wall with an extension cord. And I was embarrassed to be selling an alternative fuel with regular old grid power.
California has around 25 vendors selling high blends of biodiesel. That's in a state with 9,800 gas stations. In the past year, demand has tripled for the alternative fuel, and the trend is expected to continue. But for now, at least, true biodiesel lovers still need a good map and lots of patience. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED Radio News.
To see a map with photos from our road trip, go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.